For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen. In our final If I Were Mayor interview, we speak with Key West Mayor Craig Cates. Mayor Cates is a fourth-generation Key West resident and has been mayor since 2009. We started out with an idea from a Key West resident.
My name is Juliet Jones. If I were mayor of Key West, I would make sure that the homeless are properly kept in a shelter that is clean, and they can stay at the location 24 hours.
Before the election, Mayor Cates was pushing for a 24-hour homeless shelter, but has since backed off from the idea.
They started to say that this was going to be like a Taj Mahal for the homeless, and they were saying it was air conditioning. But we know homeless have nowhere to go in the daytime, and this way they could stay sober, they could stay hydrated and eat, and then they could think clearly and maybe help them get connected or change their life around.
But you've backed off, though, now from your support of that 24-hour shelter, though, no?
Yes, I have. But you know what? I'd rather get a shelter first, and then even if it's an overnight shelter, and then we could make the decisions in the future if we wanted to try 24 hours.
And spring break is about to start. And this year, the city of Key West is going to be bringing back the spring break court. Could you explain what that is and how it works?
So the judges, that's their responsibility. That's the judge and the sheriff's department that owns the jail. They didn't want to charge students with open container or drinking in public or what, and have that on their record. So put them in a orange uniform, and then the county will take them around in trucks, and they'll do community service around the community, pick up trash and whatever. Last year we had so many spring break kids, it got out of hand, and we couldn't enforce it at that time. So we let it play out, and this year we're not going to allow that.
And another tourism-related issue, Key West Commissioner Tony Yanis said he believes that the people in Key West don't want cruise ships at all. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't agree with that. I think cruise ship business is part of our economy. We need to manage them. We got to have the right amount of people down our Duval Street or downtown area, because they would have people staying in hotels, spending a lot of money to be here. And then you have cruise ship people that are only here for a few hours and just overcrowd the place for those few hours a day, 6 hours, what? So we have to have a balance for our economy. Our economy is tourism. I'm a fourth generation here. I've seen our economy change over the past 30 years. It was military. And then we also had fishing industry was huge down here, shrimping industry. My wife's father was a shrimper. Restrictions became on fishermen that they can't fish like they used to, and the Navy pulled out. That changed our whole economy, and now we've finally evolved into a tourist destination. But it's a fragile business. We got to make sure the town stays clean and safe.
We also have a transportation idea and kind of a health recommendation for Key West.
My name is John Vagnoni, and I'm one of the owners of the Green Parrot Barn. If I were the mayor of Key West, the first thing I would do is to try to create a little more European ambience here and have, say, bicycle exchanges on every corner. And I would encourage citizens to take more naps. I think that's a good thing.
I like that. And that was a great idea. We're setting up some kind of exchange for bicycles where they could move it, pick them up one area with a credit card, move them another area, and park them.
Is there a timeline or plan?
Well, we're hoping the vendors would come forward. They've been talking about it. Nobody has come forward yet.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Key West Mayor Craig Cates.
Thanks for having me on today.
For more on our If I Were Mayor project, go to WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen.